It's now been about 2 weeks after the month of Ramadan, and it's given me time to reflect, and I'm sure it has given you time to reflect as well, on what the month of Ramadan taught us. And I'd like to look at a few of the things that were important to me in Ramadan, and I wished very fervently to be able to carry them throughout the year. The most important of them, obviously, the Quran. Then dua or supplication. Also getting together meeting of mu'mineen throughout the month. I come from a very privileged community where we meet every day. And all these things I wish to reflect upon. And so, in my mind, the best way to do this is to look at the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which allows us to ponder and think about the most important aspects of the month. And I'll start off with ahadith on the Qur'an. I may have mentioned them many a times before, but Qur'an itself says, enough at the dhikra, to remind is, in other words, there is a benefit in reminders. So even if you're going to listen to it again, it's good. So let's just look at some of the ahadith on the Qur'an, which allows us to ponder over it and not to restrict its importance only in the month of Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when matters become obscure for you, like the darkness of the night, then turn to the Qur'an. For it is the mediating intercessor and the trustworthy divisor. Whoever puts it in front of them, it will lead them to Jannah. Whoever puts it behind them, it will drag them to Jahannam. Really makes me think. Am I still giving it the same importance that I did in the month of Ramadan, or not? When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, or was said, or was told that his community would be tested, then the people asked him, how will we be delivered from this test? And you know what he said? He said, Kitabullahu Aziz, the noble book of Allah that cannot be overcome with falsehood, neither from in front nor from behind. It has descended from the All-Wise, the Praised One. Allah will lead astray those who seek knowledge in other than it. It's awesome. In other words, he says, you know what? When you're tested, you will not go astray if you stick to the words of the Quran, if you stick to what the Quran is trying to tell you. You know what he said? He said, Alaykum bil Quran. You must adhere to the Quran. فَاتَّخِذُوا إِمَامًا وَقَائِدًا. Take it as an imam and a leader. He said the superiority of the Qur'an over any other speech is as the superiority of Allah over His creation. And then he says, الْقُرْآنُ غَنِي. The Qur'an is rich. لَا غَنِيَ دُونَهُ. There is no richness without it. And then he says, وَلَا فَقْرَ بَعْدَهُ. There is no poverty after it. He said, مَنْ أُعْطِيَ الْقُرْآنَ فَظَنَّ أَنَّ عَدًا أُعْطِيَ أَخْثَرَ مَقَامَ أُعْطِيَ فَقَدْ عَظَمَ صَغِيرًا وَصَغَرَ كَبِيرًا. Whoever is given the Qur'an and that doubts that someone has been given something more than him, the person has made something little big and belittled something great. Whoever wants the knowledge of the first and the last should explore the Qur'an, he says. Imam Ali alayhi salam has said that He, the Most High, has manifested Himself for them in His book without them seeing Him, by showing them His power. Awesome! The book is powerful. And then he says, Allah, Allah, fil Qur'an, la yasbiqukum bil'amal bihi ghayrukum. He says, I advise you with the Qur'an, nobody other than you should be quicker in acting according to it. Look what he tells to his family. He says, تَعَلَّمُوا كِتَابُ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. Learn the book of Allah, the Almighty. فَإِنَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْحَدِيثِ. For it is the best of speeches. وَأَبْلَغُ الْمَوْعِذَ. And it is the most eloquent lessons. وَتَفَقَّهُ فِيهِ فَإِنَّهُ رَبِيءُ الْقُلُوبِ. Think about it, learn through it, understand through it, for it is the spring of the hearts. واستشفى بنوري فإنه شفاء لما في الصدور. Get cured by its energy, for it is the cure for everything in the heart. And then he says, وأحسنوا تلاوته فإنه أحسن القصص. Excel in its recitation, for it is the best of narrations, the best of stories. Continues to say, إن فيه شفاء من أقرب أكبر الدعاء. In it there is a cure for the greatest of the sickness. وهو الكفر والنفاق. And he says, and the greatest of sicknesses are disbelief and hypocrisy, والغي والضلال, and error and going astray. You know what Ibn Zain al-Abidin said? He said, if everyone from the east to the west was to die, I would not feel lonely if I had the Quran with me. There, and then if there was anybody who said, well, you know what, this Quran was for the other centuries, it's not for our modern times. Well, the Ma'sumin have answers for this too. Imam Ali said, the frequency of its recitation and its falling on ears does not render it old. Imam Sadiq said, why is it that the Quran only increases in freshness the more it is read, the more it is taught? He was asked that and he said, because Allah did not make the Quran for a certain time and not another, or for certain people and not others. It is new in every time. It is new in every time, and it's fresh, it's invigorating for all people until the day of Qiyamah. Let's look at what the Masumeen tell us about learning and teaching the Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خياركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. The best of you are those who learn the Quran and those who teach it. He said, عليكم. That means he's trying to exhort us that يتعلم القرآن وكثرة تلاوته, that you must learn the Quran and recite it a lot. Look what he says, بتعلم القرآن وكثرة تلاوته. Learn it, recite it a lot. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, the right of a child incumbent upon his father is that the father should give him a good name, good manners, and teach him the Quran. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, the mu'min should not be such that he does not die without learning the Quran or without being engaged in learning it. I mean, how much more do we want to know? I'll still go on because there are so many ahadith, and I think if you listen to this program again and ponder over each one, it makes so much of a difference in our lives. It makes you want to pick up the Quran and learn it so quickly. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, he said, someone who has none of the Quran in their self is like a wrecked house. So if you look at your soul and you thought, if I got the Quran in me, can I quote it, can I refer to it, does it enliven me? If it doesn't, then he says it's like a wrecked house. He said, how wretched is the one who says that he has forgotten such and such a verse. Rather, it is that he has been forgotten. This one really got me. When I say I can't remember something, I keep on seeing this. Because he says, it's amazing. He says, بَعْثَ مَا لِأَحَدَكُمْ أَنْ يَكُولُ نَسِيتُ آيَةً. One who says that he has forgotten such and such a verse. He says, بَلْ هُوَ نَسِيَ, it is he who has been forgotten. And then he said, remember the Qur'an, استذكروا القرآن. For by he who owns my soul, it is stronger at detaching itself from the hearts of men than the detachment of an animal from its shackle. That means once it's attached to you, it's not going to move away. Our job is to just go towards it, to embrace it, and it'll stick to us. The Prophet said, the bearers of the Qur'an, that means those who memorize it, are surrounded by the mercy of Allah. They are dressed with the energy, with the light of Allah. He said, the noblemen of my community are the bearers of the Qur'an, and the people of night vigil, those who keep awake at night. The memorizers of the Qur'an, Imam Sadiq says, who act according to it, will be with the envoys, noble and pious. Look what he continues to say. He says, whoever forgets a surah from the Qur'an, it will exemplify to him as a form of a reward and a high station. When he sees it, he will ask, who are you? How great you are, if only you were mine. And it will say, don't you know me? I am that particular chapter, and if you did not forget me, I would have elevated you to this place. This is what encourages me to want to learn more and more. I know that this book is just so awesome. Look at the recitation part. The Prophet said, when one of you wants to talk with his Rabb, he should read the Qur'an. إذا أحب أحدكم أن يحدث ربه فليقرأ القرآن. How more beautiful can it get? He said, عليك بقراءة القرآن. On you is the recitation of the Quran. فإن قراءة كفارة للذنوب. For reading it is a penance, is a penalty for your sins. He says it is protection from the fire and a safeguard from punishment. He says, don't neglect reading the Quran. For indeed it revives the hearts. It prevents the committing of the wrong, the erroneous, and the corrupt. And finally, what is the etiquette of reciting the Quran? The Prophet once said to those who were with him, he said, نَظَّفُوا طَرِيقَ الْقُرْآنِ. Clean the path of the Quran. And they asked him, said, Ya Rasulullah, what is the path of the Quran? He said, your mouth. So they said, how should we clean them? He said, simple. بِالسِّوَاكِ, with a toothbrush, with a tooth cleanser, clean it. The next part is, as Qur'an says, وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. When you recite the Qur'an, seek the protection of Allah against the guilty shaitan. Imam Sadiq says, when he was asked about seeking refuge at the beginning of every chapter, he said, you seek refuge in Allah from the shaitan, just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Qur'an. What about the verse which says, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. Recite the Qur'an in a measured tone. The Prophet said that means recite it clearly. Do not disperse it in bits. Don't rave it like poetry. Don't recite it like poetry. Stop where it mentions wonders. Move the hearts with it. Don't let your concern only be to finish, that means to end the chapter. When Imam Sadiq al-Islam was asked about completing the Qur'an in one night, he said, I don't like it for you to complete it all in less than a month. Because he wanted us to contemplate over it. Recitation needs contemplation, as Imam Ali says. There is no good in recitation that does not have contemplation. There is no good in worship that doesn't have understanding. I could go on and on and on. But I hope this has inspired all of us to at least look back at this Qur'an and give it even more inspiration than we did in the month of Ramadan. So next Ramadan will be even better, inshallah.